Real eyes realize real lies. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, whenever it may be, True 7 Nation. Thank you for listening in. This is the True 7 Life Podcast, brought to you by Mr. True 7 himself, Tavares Hogans. Thank you for joining us today. As always, the True 7 Life Podcast is brought to you by HelloSmooth.com, where they do the best lips in Florida. www.hellosmooth.com and True 7 CBD, www.true7cbd, relief 7 days a week. And just for the record, True 7 CBD, we have 45 different products. We have a new strand of flower that we just released online, Delta 8. So be sure to go to our website and check out that new product. Real eyes realize real lies. I wanted to pattern that and caption or title the podcast with that. It happened upon me earlier this week, and I never imagined it would be the title of the show, but as I was doing a little bit of research as usual and coming across some things, it just felt fitting for the topic today. The quote is often given credit to Tupac Shakur. I don't know if it's his or not. I will just go with it and assume he seems like a worthy individual of ownership of it. So we'll just roll with it. Real eyes realize real lies. I'm going to talk about a couple topics earlier, but just to give a little bit of context to that, real eyes, what are we talking about? Real eyes, because if you have eyes, they're real, right? But if they're real, they should recognize. So real eyes realize, which is also recognize, they're open. You are not blind. You have vision. You have sight. And they recognize real lies. Real eyes realize real lies. There was a young lady, Ashra Abdul Razak, and she said the simplest meaning of the phrase is the vision of honest truth can and will always identify the sight of deception. I thought that was very profound. Those of us that take the trouble to pay attention, real eyes, open those eyes, we can see through, we can see clearly, we can realize real lies, the lies of other people. And there's a lot of deception that's going on today. So we have to have real lies in order to realize those real lies. Let's get into the show. First off, shots out, congratulations to the Greek Freak Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Come on, somebody. I don't know. I think I heard he had a 50-point double-double. I know he dropped 40-something, but that guy was determined to get that chip. And he did everything he could to will his team to victory. It was a beautiful series. The Phoenix Suns went up 2-0. And basically, the series went back to Milwaukee. And the Bucks were like, hey, let's shut this thing down. And I love the fact that in the first closeout game, they brought home the chip to the home crowd of the rowdy Milwaukee Bucks fans and Deer Nation or whatever that was. But shots out to Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I don't know if a lot of people are calling this the real bubble season, but I am. I mean, we had a shortened bubble season and people wanted to talk about that championship, et cetera, et cetera. The great thing about that championship, or the different thing about it, is you had fresh legs, you had fresh individuals. Any of you that watch basketball, you saw during the playoffs a lot of players chiming in about how the best talent wasn't on the basketball court. So the real effects of this shortened offseason because of the bubble season showed in the playoffs. So if there is ever an asterisk to be used, it would be this season, and this is the true bubble season because we felt the real effects of the bubble season, which was the shortened offseason. But all due respect, everybody had the same chance that the Milwaukee Bucks had. I don't want to take anything away from the Bucks and my guy Giannis Antetokounmpo. your boy Middleton and all those other cats that put on for the Milwaukee Bucks. I tip my hat to those guys. So Godspeed to you guys. A couple other things I want to talk about. I was just perusing the internet, as I was saying, and there were some topics that caught my eye. And the first thing I want to talk about is pollution as a result of what's been going on in the world, people staying inside. There has been a decrease in worldwide pollution. That is beautiful. Unprecedented levels of decreases of air pollution and gases. They're down almost 50% in some areas, and that is a beautiful thing to see. That is just one beautiful thing to see. Other things that are going on in the world, there has also been a decrease in cancer. And the interesting thing is, you know, with statistics, anybody can make the numbers do whatever it is that they want to do. But anytime you hear anything associated with a decrease of this horrible disease, it is worth reporting. So I want to put that in the atmosphere. The cancer rate that is affecting the world's population has decreased by 20%, one stat says, over the last 20 years. And the greatest thing about it is expected to decline. Another interesting thing on the other end of the spectrum, the bees are dying off. And there's a documentary on bees. I encourage anybody and everybody to go and watch it, because bees are very instrumental and impactful in everything that goes, I won't say everything, but a lot of things that goes on under the sun and on our green earth. So the bees are dying at an alarming rate, whether, you know, it be insecticides or whatever it is. But since 1998, there's been a 50% decrease in bees, and I don't know how sustainable it is to continue to have that type of decrease in population for the bees. So let's look out for the bees. Antibiotics are becoming less effective. You know, there's new bacteria that is coming with a vengeance, the survival of the fittest. There's bacteria that mutates and it becomes stronger than the antibiotics, and they offer greater resistance. So in the future, there will be a need for stronger antibiotics. And the interesting thing is, we don't know the side effects. As we know, there are many side effects that come with the usage of antibiotics, and some of them harmful. What I want to say to that is, prevention is the best policy. Take care of yourselves. Make sure your health is a priority, and that will allow us to require for less use of antibiotics. On another note, and I'm just going to quickly peruse over this. Yeah, since I've raised it, I have to say it, I believe. But yeah, I mean, we have to give attention to it. Modern day slavery is present at an alarming rate. And that's anytime that a person obtains any kind of benefit as a result of depriving another person of his or her individual freedom or their individual freedom. Modern day slavery is an issue. And there's a stat that says there are about 35 million slaves in the world, modern day slavery. And it shows up in many different shape, forms, and fashion. So it's something for us all to be conscious and cognizant of, and to keep that in mind, you know, during our quiet time. This one is new to me. Colton mine slavery. And so Colton is this material that is used for making smartphones. And we know how popular smartphones have become. And interestingly enough, there is a small African country by the name of Rwanda. This is not our first time hearing that country. They are the main exporter of this material. As we know, the continent of Africa is just abundant in its resources. But it's interesting that this Colton mine experience is very similar to diamonds that are found in the Sierra Leone region. There's a movie called Blood Diamond that talks about the diamond trade and the enslavement of individuals in that part of Africa. And there is a similar thing happening in Rwanda with materials that are used to make smartphones. Another thing that was brought to my attention, and this was out of the country of India, but blood smuggling. I guess humans there are being enslaved and chained, and their blood is being drawn and used on the black market. So interestingly enough, there's this blood smuggling that is going on in India. And I'm going to stop right there with that type of news. That's enough attention being brought to that. And as I was just looking over it, I had to transition to, you know, good news that's going on in the world today. So I actually Googled that. But prior to that, I was having a conversation with a great friend of mine, one Mark Dickerson, and he was talking about prayer. And as I said, keep these things that we talked about in mind during your quiet time. But he brought to my attention three levels of prayer, and I'm not going to preach this message, but I am going to share it. And the three levels are asking, seeking, and knocking. And I was sharing with him that many of us in prayer, we do a great job of asking. We don't have a problem asking, but it's the seeking part, at least for myself, that there is most often a gap. After I've prayed, I don't know that I always continue to seek. And once I seek, by virtue of my prayer, I have rights to whatever that is that I've prayed. So I have to continue to knock, and I believe by faith that it will be given unto me. I'm going to transition to the last two points. Now, I will say this: student debt is being wiped away. Some good news for the world today. Student debt is being wiped away at an alarming rate. And the end all be all of all of this is that love still conquers all. Love conquers all. The True 7 Life podcast has been brought to you by True 7 CBD and Hello Smooth. www.true7cbd, www.hellosmooth.com. Real eyes, realize, realize. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you in 2 weeks.